Welcome to podcast Ask Helvikis. How to build your assets and build your financial freedom. Enjoy.
You are already tagging yourself from all over the world. So welcome one more time to our English language business meeting. And today we will have just in English. And of course, we have a very special meeting today, and as you know, and we will have, I like to say, heavy duty in one day, in one evening, in English. And I hope that you guys, you will be, you are ready and prepared for this meeting. So keep tagging yourself. Write down town, city, and country you are watching this business meeting today from. So keep tagging, keep writing. Meanwhile, I'll try to call our first guest, and technology is technology, but so I have here online already our first guest. So, but before I will introduce him here, I'll read very quick the audience we having today from countries, cities, and he will hear also that we are here international. On this meeting today. So, London, UK, Lithuania, Vilnius, Lithuania, London, Milton Keynes, London, Lithuania, Panevėžys, Lithuania, Krakow, Poland, Lithuania, Chicago, Auckland, Lampedusa, Sicily, Italy, welcome, Lithuania, Tremsbüttel, Germany, welcome, Telford, UK, Klaipėda, Lithuania, Vilnius, Lithuania, Lithuania, Panevėžys, Lithuania, Klaipėda, Lithuania, Vilkaviškis, Lithuania, 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 Šiauliai, Lithuania, Lithuania, Colorado, USA, welcome London, you welcome, Zurich, Switzerland, welcome, St. Neots, United Kingdom, welcome, UK, Kaunas, Northern Ireland, welcome, Vilnius, Latvia, Gulbene, welcome, Vitam, Poland, Vilnius, Skaidiškis, Vilnius, Klaipėda, Lithuania, Rezeknė, Latvia, Šeškinė, welcome, Mažeikė, Lithuania, Rinteln, Germany, welcome, Wrexham, UK, welcome, Vilnius, Slovakia, welcome, London, UK, England, Leicester, Rokiškis, Lithuania, Marupė, Latvia, welcome, Turkey, Antalya, welcome, Visaginas, Lithuania, Lithuania, Riga, Malatya, Turkey, welcome, Boston, UK, welcome, Elektrėnai, Lithuania, London, Lithuania, all good. Horodnenka, hello, Horodnenka, welcome. London, Kaunas, Latvia, Exmouth, UK, Tauragė, Lithuania, Forest Gate, London, UK, Riga, Latvia, Moscow, Russia, welcome. Cloggerhead, Ireland, Lithuania, Latvia, Gdansk, Poland, London, UK, Cavan, Ireland, Basel, Switzerland, Basel, from Basel, Switzerland, welcome. Tallinn, Estonia, welcome, Lithuania. So, we do have here international audience, and, I think that everyone here is ready for this meeting, and have you guys, you have your notes ready. I have my notes here, and I'm gonna write down everything I'm gonna hear today from our both speakers, so to say. So, and let me introduce and invite our first very special guest. So, when I met Zbyszek Rek, it was, I know the date exactly, 2001, June 26th, Germany, Cologne. I had first We were at some kind of short training. Then I was going with him in the car and had the privilege to talk to him privately and ask questions. So I will not go in those details. A lot of you know what I was asking about. But from that meeting, I took his three advices. And I was carrying those three advices through our journey in this business. I'm still. And of course, a lot of you know those three advices. So he gave me three advices. So he gave me focus board. He gave me a book, Kiyosaki Cashflow Quadrant. And then he said something that I never forget, and I'm using it. He said this. He said, Žilvinas, you will be very successful if you learn to listen to people, what they do. Just hear what people do, not what they say. And you will be very good off. So, and of course, all of those three advices I took and I'm carrying forward, and I'm sharing with those old three advices with a lot of people. And this is just few things I can say about Zbyszek Rek, but you know, I don't want to take too much his time. Let me him introduce here, invite to our meeting from very far away, Florida, Daytona Beach, Zbyszek Rek, our triple diamond. So welcome, Zbyszek. Can you hear us?
Fourth, right?
Yeah, now okay. Now you can. We can see you in full.
See me in here. Oh, boy. That well, makes me happy. And I can see myself twice. And half of Žilvinas, you know. Yeah. Anyway, Žilvinas, thank you very much for inviting me tonight. And I would like to welcome all those people from, sounds like at least two or three continents, and probably tens of different cities, okay? So this is a very, very nice international gathering that we have today. And normally, you know, when you're meeting people like that, you're saying, it's great to see you. But you know something? I don't see you. So I cannot greet you that way. I can say, it's great to be seen. Okay. And I'm assuming that you're still seeing me. Okay. Žilvinas invited me today to explain roughly some of the concepts, some of the ideas that we built our business on. And so that the main topic of my meeting tonight will be, guess who? You. I would like to talk to you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever the obstacle, whatever the situation in your life right now, I would like to talk to you a little bit. Because you see, many, many years ago, over 40 years ago, we came, my wife and I, we came to United States as young, kind of energetic professors of physics. You know, we believed in science, you know, our head was in the clouds, you know, science was everything and so on and so forth. And we were so ecstatic because we finally had freedom. We immigrated from Poland. Poland at that time was under communism. There was no freedom in Poland, but very quickly we found out that even in America, which is such a wonderful place, there is no actually freedom without financial freedom. Yes, we could go to any place we wanted, but you had to pay for it. We could buy any house we wanted, but you had to pay for it. You could buy any car you wanted, but you had to pay for it. And so anything that was leading to the real freedom, there were finances that were a problem there. And very quickly, we found out that we will never have the lifestyle. Actually, I found out that I would never have a lifestyle that I would like my wife and daughters to have in this life. And so I started looking around, and I was lucky enough to find a mentor. Actually, several mentors. One of them you might even have a chance to meet tonight. Okay, but my original mentor was also a professor of physics. His name is Don King, and he's my neighbor now in Florida. Okay. But at that time, all I knew about him is that he was a professor of physics, and he was a rich professor of physics, which by itself is an oxymoron. I never met a rich professor of physics before. Okay. And we met together, and we talked a little bit. And as usual, you know, the physicists talk to each other. I asked him an unusual question. You know, I said, what kind of position do you have there? Because he was working at the Brooklyn College in New York City. And he said, actually, I'm working for $1 a year. And I looked at him like, what kind of professor are you? And he smiled and he said, I'm a good professor, you know. But when I was asking them to give me a job, they said, you know, we would love to hire you, but we don't have money to hire you. And Don said, and I said, I would work for $1 a year. And they were so happy to accept him. But he gave them four rules or four conditions in his contract. Number one, that he will never come to work before 11. I like that already. And number two, he's not going to work on Fridays. Okay. And number three, he's going to leave at 3 p.m. every day. You know. And number four, anytime he wants to go on a trip, he's not going to ask anybody's permission. And that, to me, was a freedom. I wasn't in that position. I had to come to work at 8 o'clock. You know, I had to work the whole day. I could never go. Usually when I asked for vacation, they would give them to me in November, you know, when nobody else wants to have vacation. And so I loved that freedom, but I couldn't afford what he had because I didn't make any money outside this business. And so what I loved about Don and Hannah was their lifestyle. And that's what caught to me. Now, years later, I met Robert Kiyosaki, and I assume that majority of you heard about him and probably read some of his books. You know, that his whole career is kind of very close to our business in a way, because that's how he learned some of the things about this area, okay? Many years ago, about 20 years ago, I had an honor and a privilege of translating him during his first trip to Europe ever, okay? And it was, I think it was the year 2000, and we were in Spodek in Katowice, and there were 10,000 people on Saturday and 10,000 people on Sunday, representing 15 different countries, a lot of business people, and they all fell in love with him. Now, today, Kiyosaki is so famous worldwide, we couldn't even afford to get him to a meeting like that. But what made Kiyosaki so famous was that he taught people how to think right about finances. You know, majority of people are very confused when it comes to finances, to economy, and so on. You know, that majority of them, if you ask them what is the difference between a rich person and financially independent person, they will say there's no difference. You know, all the rich are financially independent. All financially independent are rich. That's not true. That's not true at all. Okay. Kiyosaki was one of the first guys to explain to the world that today everybody knows that and everybody thinks in those terms, you know. And the big difference, you know, he divided all people in the world into the four categories. He called this a cash flow quadrant. You know, I'm going to be quick on this because majority of you know this already. If you haven't heard this, then my advice is go back to the people that invited you here tonight and they will explain that. But you know, there's four kinds of people, not from the perspective of how much money they make, but how they make their money. What is the mechanism behind? And you know, the most popular is a quadrant that is employees. If you work for somebody else, whether you are a president of IBM or you are the young guy that cleans the floor in McDonald's, you're in that quadrant. And then the second one is the self-employed people. You know, they always say, I have my own business. But the truth is that their business is just them, he or her. You know, they are the main source of income. Okay, and so that doctor that has his own practice, or a lawyer, or a dentist, you know, or a guy that owns a restaurant, or a young guy that has a business on the internet, they're all in this category. And then there's a big business owners. Now, what is the difference? Because both these guys are businesses. This is a small business. This is a big business. Kiyosaki says there's a very simple test here. If you can leave your business for half a year and nobody will notice, then you're already there. Now think about this. How many businesses you know that satisfy that condition? Very few. Certainly not a doctor, not a lawyer, not a restaurant owner, but there are businesses like that in the world. Take Microsoft. Microsoft, you know, the Bill Gates, who founded the Microsoft, has not been working for them for a long time. Microsoft is doing fine. How about Apple computers? Steve Jobs passed away. Apple is doing very, very well. Why? Because these two guys have built a system that worked for them long time after they stopped working there. And then the last category is the investors. Okay, the investors, once you make a lot of money, once you have a lot of money, you can get that money work for you rather than you work for that money. By the way, Kiyosaki always says that over here in the first category, you're working for your money. Over here, you're working for yourself. Over here, other people work for you. And over here, your money works for you, which is kind of nice. Now, what is the difference between those four categories? Okay, the biggest difference comes along the left side and the right-hand side. The left-hand side has only active income. What that means, basically, is that you can make a lot of money or very little money, but you have to be there to make it. You know, nobody pays, you know, if you're a brain surgeon and you're making millions of dollars, and when you stop operating, they stop paying you. You can have a large, but you can be the president of a large company. But then when they fire you and when you quit, they stop paying you. And so over here, you have to pay, you have to work to keep getting this money. Over here, there's an inactive component, or an ongoing component. There are mechanisms that allow that in a way. I'll call them inactive, okay? Not all the income is inactive. Sometimes you need to work very, very long time to create that inactive component, you know, 15, 20 years, it depends on the situation. Now, coming back to the Kiyosaki definition, he said, who is financially free? And he said, if you can dream of the best lifestyle for you, and you can support that lifestyle 100% from the inactive component of your income, then you're already there. So by definition, you know, everybody can be rich, and there are rich people in every single quadrant here. But the only financially independent people are on the right-hand side. Okay, and so that is important. That means, since a lot of people, practically majority of people in this world, want to be financially independent, that they're looking for a way to go from left to right on this cash flow quadrant. Okay, and there's many ways. You know, I'll be talking about one specific way, and that one specific way has one very important feature. It's universal. You see, when they invited you to listen to this presentation, they didn't ask you how old you were. They didn't ask you how much money you have in your pocket. They didn't ask you how much education you have, because all that is unimportant. The only thing that counts is, are you going to be a good student? Are you going to follow the advice of your mentor? We will provide you with the right teachers, with the right mentors, but it will be up to you whether you will become a good student and listen and follow the advice that you will get there. Okay. Now, coming back to the lifestyle, ask yourself one question. You know, everybody is thinking about a lifestyle of different people, maybe the ones that you see on TV or your neighbors or some people that you heard of, and you know a little bit about their lifestyle. If you were to rank the lifestyle from 0 to 10, you know, like the best lifestyle ever imaginable is number 10, and the worst is 0, okay? What is 10 for you? What are the elements it would have? You know, one of these days, sit down and write down what is it that you would like to have there, okay? And then the second question is, what is your today's lifestyle on that scale? Are you an 8? Are you close to 10? Are you a 3? Are you a 1? Okay, God forbid. Okay, well, I don't know. And then the question is how fast you can get to the lifestyle that you would like to have. Okay, and do you have a mechanism that will provide that? So that mechanism I'll be talking about, you know, that mechanism maybe is not for you. That much we don't know yet. Okay, you will have to check it out, find out whether this is really along your lines of what you're looking for and so on. I hope you find it, because hundreds and hundreds and thousands of us found out that this is the greatest way to lead to the great lifestyle. And Sophia and I, we are so happy that we signed up in this business almost 40 years ago. The next year, it will be 40-year anniversary for us to be here. Okay. Anyway, what is it? What should we call this vehicle that I'll describe for you today? You know, I like one name for that. It was devised by Dr. Stephen Price in one of his books. And I call this altruistic marketing. Now, what is altruistic marketing? According to Stephen Price, the altruistic marketing is a people that help themselves by helping others help themselves. It's a complicated thing. Let me repeat that. You know, there's a people that help themselves by helping others help themselves. I love that definition, because basically what it means is that you have to build your success out of the successes of your people, of some other people, okay? And that's a great thing, good feeling. You know, many people make a lot of money alone. It never gives that much satisfaction as this one, okay? Now, what is it that we help them in? Well, basically, we are helping them to set up their stores on internet where they have an access to great, great products, okay? And they can make money marketing those products, okay? And now, here's an interesting thing, you know, how do they make money? By using what, again, I like to call the prosumer mechanism. Again, that word prosumer has been devised by one of our teachers, you know, Dr. Bill Quine, who is a pretty famous economist in America. Okay, and he put this word together out of two words. You know, prosumer is a producer-consumer combination. Now, remember this. Producer is the person that makes money on products. Consumer is the person that spends money on products. The prosumer is a wise guy that makes money each time that he spends. How is that possible? You see, here's this prosumer mechanism, very simple terms. Okay, if you take any kind of product that you're using at home, okay, and if you go anywhere to buy that product, whether you get a discount or not, you know, whether this is a cheap place or expensive place, basically about 30% of that final price is the production cost. And that includes the material and the labor and all that kind of stuff. The rest of them is what we pay extra just because we want to get that product from someplace. So if you go to the supermarket and you think that you just made a great deal, you know, this was a cheap product there, the answer is you didn't, okay? Because they have to pay for the building they're in, they have to pay for the parking lot, they have to pay the salary of the salesperson, they have to pay all the insurance for this, they have to pay the taxes, and they have to produce a nice profit for the owner. So about 70% of that money is simply lost. In our case, we are dealing with a bunch of producers, and all this is being controlled by the Amway Corporation, okay? And all they say is we only want our 30%. The rest of that is supposed to be going into our pockets. We are all independent business owners, and it goes into our pockets. Now, one part, I'm not going to tell you exactly how much because it depends on the country and on the product a little bit. But one part is just a discount that goes into your product. It's about 20%, goes into your pocket if you are the one purchasing the products. But the rest of this is the heart of the prosumer mechanism. Out of that money, you're creating what I like to call the teacher's fund. And out of that teacher's fund, you are creating the inactive income for people that understand the concept and then propagate that concept around the world by teaching others and recommending others. Now, how powerful is this concept? Very powerful. You know, I don't know a lot of you, but I can promise you practically every one of you has one thing that we all have in common. one day, some time ago, we taught somebody something. Maybe it was a younger brother, maybe it was a friend from school, maybe it was somebody from work, you know, your boss came over and said, you know, you're doing this thing so well, you know, why don't you teach Bob over here how to do the same thing? And so we spent hours teaching Bob, you know, and so on. What did you get out of that? Ah, the boss came back and said, oh, good job. Okay, that's about it. And now it's nice, you know, because you help a guy something, you know, but you don't make any money out of that. You see, I used to be a professor of physics. I counted one day because I was teaching physics in three different countries and I had altogether over 10,000 students. Now, can you imagine my 10,000 students, even counting just $2,000 a month, they are together, they are making $20 million a month, which is a lot of money. They could pay me a little bit out of that. How much of that do they pay me? Zero. Why zero? Because the education is on the left-hand side of this cash flow quadrant. It doesn't have inactive income. Okay. Now, I cannot even complain about that but because it wasn't in the contract. But I don't like the idea that I spent so much of my life and effort and created wealth that I am not participating in. On the other hand, in this business, if you help somebody make a good income, and I don't know, let's say €100,000 a year. Okay. First of all, it's not overnight, it's not 1 week, it's not 1 month, it's not even 1 year, it's several years of hard work. This business is not going to be easy. But if you do that, then your role is finished. Okay, you can go on vacation, but you have helped them to get to a certain level, and they will work very, very hard to keep that level. For us, an example of that is Zilvinas and Dinah. Okay, I don't think they're thinking every day about how much money they make for us, but the company is paying us for their success because we are someplace in this line of sponsorship in that place. Okay, so in this place, you can actually create that. Here's the very important question. How long will company pay you for the success of your people? Okay, and here's an answer. Not till the end of your life, not till the end of their life. They will keep on paying till the end of the life of their business. So if you do it right, 50 years from now, your great-grandchildren might be getting money for something you're doing today. And that excites me. This is a phenomenal thing. Now, you know, the Amway Corporation, most of you probably know, has a volume of about $8-9 billion, B with a B, okay, billion with a B, okay, and that means that this part here is somewhere between $3.5-4 billion. That's a lot of money. And now, of course, there's a lot of recipients, so not everybody is just getting that amount. Okay, but on the other hand, they can afford to make a lot of different ways of making money. There are many, many ways, probably over 80. I didn't really count them all together. But I'll explain today only three of them. The first three, so that I'll give you an idea how this whole idea works. Okay, so let's go that way. First of all, to get in the business, let's say that this is you. Okay, now, what do we expect you to do? There will only be two things that you will do. Both of them pretty simple, not easy, but pretty simple. The first thing I like to call prosumption. What is a prosumption? Guys, prosumption is a professional consumption. You have an access to the some great quality products. You have them, let's say, 20% cheaper than at the retail, and you buy from yourself for yourself. Now, how much do we expect you to do? You decide. Some of you may want €100, some of you may want €1,000, some of you may want €10,000 if you love selling. Okay? But I'll show you a model based on 100 so-called points. 1 point is in Europe is about €2. It's not exact, and it kind of varies between the countries, but I'll use a factor of 2. So 100 points is about €200. Now, here's a question. In your town, wherever you live, how many people do you know that do not spend more than €200 a month per family? very, very few. There are some exceptions. You know, there are some retired people that have very small budget. There are some people that are kind of poor students or so. But that's not a problem, because we will teach all those people how to create just a few customers, and those customers will do that for them. So out of that comes the first way of making money. You know, you're making 20% on your 100 points. So this is a number one thing. That's 20 points times 2 is about 40 euros. Now, you're not rich yet, but this is a building block. This is a very, very important concept, okay? Now, that's all about the first part of what we do. Okay, the only thing I would like you to remember is just a very simple sentence. Change your buying habits. Be loyal to your own business. Do you have to do it? No, you don't. Nobody's going to force you. But it just simply makes sense, because you will be duplicated. Okay. End of part one. Now, the part two is equally as simple as the first one. And I like to call it recommendation. We recommend to people. I'm not sure if this is double M, but it's supposed to be. We recommend to people. I'm sorry, this recommendation, not tension. Okay. Guys, again, this is something that you have done many, many times. You have recommended good books to your friends. You have recommended good products to your friends, a good doctor, a good lawyer, a good person. You know, sometimes, you know, we recommend a good movie. We recommend a good program in TV. We do it all the time. And it works in all cultures all over the world under one condition, okay? What is it? You have to believe in what you recommend. So it is important for you to start believing, to learn enough about this business to really deeply believe in that, because then recommending becomes very simple. And so you have to be recommended by somebody in the business. Whoever invited you for the tonight's meeting is probably gonna be your recommending person. We call it your sponsor. Now, sponsor is not a boss. He cannot force you to do anything, or, you know, he's not a boss. He's gonna be your friend. Why? Because we have a great trick in this business. We don't pay anything to your sponsor for just the fact that you sign up. We are not in the recruiting business, okay? We are in the helping business. Remember the definition, okay? We are helping ourselves by helping others help themselves, okay? And so that's where our help comes. And the only way for your sponsor to make money on your business is if you make money yourself. And then the company pays him, not from your pocket, but from those teachers' funds over here. So it doesn't cost you anything. That advice is for free, but in actuality, they're being paid by your success. And here's a nice point. Both of you want you to succeed. And so you will be working with the whole group of people, the whole team, which starts with your sponsor and goes all the way up, you know. And at the end of this, there's probably Jaeger family, okay, which we will be talking about a little bit later. Okay. And so this team over here is willing to help you, not to build the business for you, but to build the business with you. They want to teach you how, and they will show you probably a couple times, you know, before you're ready to run yourself. But one of the things that they will want to teach you is how to sponsor some people yourself. Now, wherever you are, we have 10 different businesses in the area of Europe, okay? But wherever you are, you know, you can, if you're in one of those countries from the Central Europe, there's 13 different countries where you can sponsor people. Okay, if you're in the other areas, like in England, you can sponsor in Ireland and vice versa. If you are in France, you can sponsor Germany and vice versa. You know, there's a lot of other ways here. So I'm not going to mention that. But I'm going to assume that everybody here did 100 points. Now, that's not going to happen. You know, in the real life, some people do 500 points, some do 5 points, some do 0. But let's say that in your business, 100 is an average, okay? Then over here, there is a way kind of a bonus game, okay? I guess I'm showing you this wrong, okay? Okay, this is how it looks. I'm going to put it on my table here. You know, if your group does that whole 200, you get extra 3%. If they do 600, they do 6%, you get 6%. At 12,000, at 1,200, you get 9%, 2,400, 12%, 4,000, 15%, 6,800, 18, I'm sorry, it should have been 7,000. I picked the old table, okay. And then finally, 10,000 points is 21%. I apologize for that, but we will not use that number. Okay, now, the way it works is the central computer calculates your income, and before they pay out to you, they subtract from your income the income of your students. You can say, so how do I make money? We all make money the same way, by the differential of the brackets that we are in. And so it's very important that you understand there is a strategy built into this business, which will teach you how to always be in a higher bracket than anybody in your group. And it will be very clear from my example over here. Here you had the number one level. Here's the number two level. What you have here is 900 points from your group, plus 100, that's 1,000. And 1,000 points, you can see from my board here, is 6%. So it's 60 points. 6%, 60 points, plus your 20, that's 80 times 2. And now you're making 160 euros. Not a whole lot more than before, but you see something very important happened here. And I want you to think about it for a second. Why? Because what's happening over here is only 40 euro of that is for your own work. The rest of that is a reward for the results of your students. And the people could be all over the place. You know, you might be right now in Lithuania, okay? But there's this couple in Turkey, you know, that bought a present for their son, you know, and you don't know that, but they did it through their own business, which is your business, okay? And you don't know they have a son, you don't know that the son had a birthday, but at the end of the month, you see this extra 10 euro, and you say, where's this 10 euro coming from? I say, it's from that couple from Turkey. But you can say, no, wait a minute, but I don't know anybody in Turkey. Maybe you don't. But if you're in Lithuania, you know somebody 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 in Poland, you know somebody in Poland, you know somebody in Romania, you know somebody in Bulgaria that knows somebody in Turkey. You see, I didn't know anybody in India. I don't speak their language. I was never in India before the business. And we have hundreds of people in India. How did that happen? I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. In the 30th generation, there was a guy that was willing to apply himself and build a business in India. Okay. So this is a powerful, powerful idea. You see, let me ask you, I cannot see your hands up, but how many of you know somebody, let's say, in Germany? Well, some of you probably, maybe not everybody. But here's a second question. How many of you know somebody that knows somebody in Germany? And the answer is every one of you. Every single one. How many of you know somebody in England? How many of you know somebody in Poland? How many of you know somebody in US? How many of you know somebody in Russia? This is the power of this business. Because there's a lot of people, we all have this fantastic network of people that we can use in this business, okay? That's the power. Now, none of these guys got in business to make you rich. So what do? We help those of them that are ready for this to sponsor some people. Let's say that this couple over here sponsored 6 people. Again, I'm going to assume that everybody did 100 here. And I'm going to assume that everybody did the same. You know, in the real life, I have people that have 50 of those organizations, even 100 or above. But I also have adults that have one organization or two or even none. So let's say 6 is an average in your business. Now, here's what happens. This is the third way, third level, okay? These guys are 600 and 100 at 700 points. You have 9 of those, 9 times 700 plus 100. That's 6,400 points. Now, think about this. Times 2, suddenly you're running a business almost 10,000 euro. Actually, more than 10,000, 12,800, okay? Now, how did that happen? You see, if you understand this one point, you will understand the power of this business again. Because by now you have 64 families in your business. And you know what they do? They get up in the morning and brush their teeth with their own toothpaste. And then they wash their hair with their own shampoo. And then they wash their dishes, they use the cosmetics, they swallow a couple of vitamins, and they go to work. Nothing changed in their life except one thing, the source of the products they were buying anyway. Isn't that too simple to understand? Anyway, how much are you making now? You know, 6,400, this is over 4,000, so you're making 15%. That is 960 points. Okay, but now your guys are pretty good. You know, they are in the 660% bracket, so they have 42 points times 9, that's 378. Subtract this, okay, and this is 582 plus 20, this is 600 practically times 2. At this third level, I'll put it down here. At the third level, you're making 1,200 euro a month. Hey, it's getting a little better. For some people, it's really good in some countries, okay? For some, it's not that much. Let me just finish with one more step, okay? Let's say that these guys over here, they still sponsor three people, okay? Everybody does 100. Everyone here does it 3. Everybody here does the same thing, okay? Then at that fourth level over here, there's 300 and 100, this is 400 points. These guys over here have 6 times 400 plus 100. That's 2,500 points. And you have 9 times 2,500 plus 100. That is 22,600 points. Times 2, 45,000 euro. How did that happen? You know the answer to that now, okay? Now you have 226 families that brush their teeth, wash their hair, wash their dishes, use cosmetics, and so on. How much money are you going to be making? Well, by now, this is 21%. So you go to the top of this bonus schedule. This is 226, 452, that's 6, 4, 7, 4,746 points, but your people now, they're in the 12% bracket, and that gives them exactly 3,000 points, 300 points, okay? Times 9, that's 2,700, and you're left with almost exactly 2,000. Times 2, at the level 4, we are talking about 4,000 euros a month. Is that good or is that good? Well, you know what? It's just a second of 80 ways of making money. Let me talk shortly about the third way, because I'm always most excited about this, you know, guys. Because the third way is actually we are beginning to talk about the ongoing or inactive income, really. What happens to you if you get to the top of the bonus schedule, to the 10,000 points, okay? This is the third way of making money, okay? You got to 21%. You stay there for 6 months, okay, and you change your status in the business. You become so-called platinum independent business owner, okay, and this is what happens. You break away from your sponsor. I'm growing you a little bit bigger because you are now pretty good, and you start dealing directly with the Amway Corporation. They send you the money, they send you the products, and you break away from your sponsor. And they say, you know what, that sounds good, except will my sponsor let me do that? You know, he was investing in me and helping and so on, building my group, and now I take away and go? He's not going to let me do that. And guys, this is probably the best kept secret, you know, the most interesting secret. Your sponsor dreams of that moment. Why? They don't want to work with your group. They want to teach you how to work with your group so that they have some free time to enjoy life, okay? And so by now, the company goes to them, and it says, okay, you found us a good person, you will get the 6% of their total volume. Now, 6% of the 10,000 is at least 600 points. Times 2, we are talking at least 1,200 euro. Okay. What is it that you do? You do the same. You look for the best guy in your group. You know, it may not be your friend. It may be a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend. You know, and acquaintance. Maybe someplace here, and you know what? It doesn't matter how deep it is. If this guy becomes platinum, he breaks away from you and you start getting the 1,200 euro or more from this organization. Is that exciting? And now he will love you because by that time, he will be making, let's say, 3,000 euro a month. And so you got a friend for life, and at the same time, they pay you this money. To me, this is the best idea, the best concept in this world. Because number one, you're helping somebody else changing their lifestyle. And number two, you're freeing your time so that you can really, really enjoy life. Okay. Now, the most important thing is, you know, how soon can you have that? We don't know. You see, we were very slow, Sophia and I, okay, and it took us almost 5 years to get there. And I was a little bit, depressed because I was thinking, with this tempo, I'd be dead before I'm diamond. But then I thought, okay, I can help somebody else do it faster. And so our first platinum did it in 2 years. Our second platinum did it in 2 years, but our third platinum did it in 7 months. Not the platinum, but getting to that level in 7 months. And then we found a guy that did it in 6 months and a 5 months and a 4 months and a 3 months. And then we found a couple in Poland, actually, after the Poland Open, that did it in 6 weeks. And I was very proud of myself until I heard the story of an older couple that was in Michigan that did it in 5 days. 5 days. Well, let's say that you're not going to find the Superman right away. But let's say it takes you 2 years. How many of you expect to have an income of $1,200, you know, or 1,200 euro in 2 years? Probably not everybody. Number two, if this is not enough, you can always help the second person. Maybe the second person will be in the same country, okay? Maybe the third person will be in a different country, you know, and so on. You can continue. People say, yeah, but how many of those can I have? Guys, this is the best news of the evening. No limit. The only limit is in your head. How much you can think of, okay? How far you can go. But you will be the one deciding when to stop. You will be the one. Nobody can tell you, okay, you cannot make more money. This is it, okay? You will be the one. And you can ask a question, how much is it possible? Well, you know what? It's kind of The world record right now stands at 65 of those. It's not exactly that way. It's a little bit more complicated technically, but roughly the equivalent of building 65 of those LEX organizations, as we say, around the world. You know what is nice? The nice thing is that the person that did that is our mentor and teacher. And actually, one of them you will be hearing from tonight. Okay. You know what the bonus was for that? The bonus was pretty good. Okay, you can actually see it on the YouTube and so on. The bonus here was $3,920,000. Now, I have shown you today how to make 100 euro, and I have shown you how to make 4 million. And why did I do that? Because someplace between those levels, there is a level that is of interest to you. And all I wanted you to know is to believe very deeply that there are people in your line of sponsorship that can teach you exactly how to reach that level because they have already done it. Now, let me tell you just a couple words about the people that you will hear from in a second. Okay. You see, our mentors, our teachers, people that are so famous because half of the Amway Corporation is basically their business, or I don't know exactly how many, but we're talking billions of dollars, not millions. This is a Yeager family. And Dexter Burdi Yeager started the business in 1964. By the way, it was funny, but right then, they told him that Amway is already saturated. You know, everybody that was supposed to sign up already signed up. You know, it's too late for them anyway. Okay. But he didn't believe that. And today, his volume per week is bigger than the whole Amway yearly volume at that time. Okay. But they helped, you know, that first of all, Dexter passed away a couple years ago, and the job has been taken over by his three sons, Steve, Jeff, and Doyle. They're fantastic people. They're all around the world helping this huge, huge organization. They created probably more than 2,000 diamonds. I really don't know how many. Okay, But one of those diamond couple is Don and Anna King that I mentioned before. You know, here's the kings. Okay, and they were diamonds when I was signing up, which was in 1982. Okay, so they're diamonds. And right under them, there is a Speak and Sophia Reck. And we are actually triple diamond, but it's kind of an interesting story because when Don visited me the first time, he said something very strange. He said, Speak, I will help you pass me. I look at him a little bit suspicious, you know, like in physics, nobody would do such a stupid thing. You know, if I pass him, I would get his position. You know, I would kick him out. You know, that makes no sense. Not in this business. In this business, you have somebody pass you. He may make more money than you do, but you make more money than you did. So it makes all kinds of sense. And I would encourage all of you to look for people that will pass you eventually. You know, that creates a really stable business for you. And then we have about 12 different diamonds in this business. You know, one of the most important ones, you know, the ones that organizing this meeting here, you know, there's Jarek and Kristina Maksimovic, okay, and they're EDC, so to say. That means nine such stable legs over here, okay, and Jarek and Kristina, I'm jumping over some of the elements, but over here there is Zilvinas and Dinah and VK, okay. Zilvinas and Dinah E. Okay. And so I apologize, but I just had a telephone call from, as usual, from the telemarketers. Okay. Are we back? Okay.
Yes, we're back.
Unfortunately, I have to have my
we're back. Everything is
or
okay.
Else it wouldn't work for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know that. Zilvinas mentioned this famous day in 2001 when I met him the first time. One thing, guys, I had no idea that my life is about to change. I had no idea that his life is about to change. You never know when you meet your next diamond. And I don't have time tonight to really share with you all these ideas. But one thing is very, very important. You know, I met Jarek about 30 years ago, this couple here, in Brooklyn. Okay, and we sponsored them and we became close friends and so on, and they were following us all around Europe and so on. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling, okay? And you know, for something that we did 30 years ago, we kept being paid all the time. And then Jarek and I, we met Zilvinas and Dinah about 20 years ago. Actually, this year there was a 20th anniversary of our famous meeting, okay? And guess what? Again, the same thing. You know, the company keeps paying you for something a long time after it actually happened. Now, one thing of advice, and I want to not take too much time because we have a better speaker coming up. Okay, but guys, how does it work? It only works for people that learn. Okay, this whole idea, this whole business here, you can actually describe in three very simple words, and it is learn, then do, and then teach. Now, teach is a most powerful part of that, because teaching means duplication. Duplication means leadership, and so that is what will free your time. But you cannot teach until you do. Otherwise, people will not listen to you. And you cannot do until you learn, because this business is a little different. It's a different world that you're walking in. So the best way is to learn from people that are already successful. And I would very much encourage you to listen to your mentors, to become the greatest student of the system. You know, Dexter, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, Dexter devised a system that was based on the audio visuals, on the books, on the seminars and on mentorship. And those four elements are keeping it today so that we are exploding around the world. Now, I think that I talk long enough, Zilvinas, and I'm really anxious to listen to Sif. So I will say goodbye. Just get back to the person that invited you today, okay? And don't let them go until they answer all the questions that you possibly may have. So goodbye, guys, and I'm waiting for you here in Orlando in March, so that we can
Zbyszek, can you hear me?
Together at the Godown.
Can you hear me, Zbyszek? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
First of all, I would like to say a lot of thanks. I mean, like, every time we're hearing you, I'm hearing you since, 20 years. And the wisdom, simplicity, so you are a magician in that. Thanks to you. I'd like to thank for your time. You know, we took time of your schedule to share your knowledge and wisdom, basically. So, I don't know what to say. You know, I'm just speechless. So thank you a lot. Okay, I will try to call Steve, and you can watch us.
I will switch off from the FaceTime and go on my to listen to Steve. Okay.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, guys, now we will have another speaker, but I assume that you see what 40 years passed in this business for Sophie and Zbigniew Rek, and I remember the first his business presentation. And he is still doing the same, simple, very to the point, you know. And of course, I was too brief to explain or to say good words about him or both. But I may add now, so. This couple, like Sophie and Zbigniew Rek, they have helped a lot of people on this planet, not only in this business. They have helped a lot of people in their own country, in Poland, when they were tough times, political tough times. So this couple literally has a very big heart, and you could feel in him, right? So what I am just want to add to his encouragement, do everything one day to visit them at their home in Florida. Do everything to see them in private, to have a chance to sit and have a, you know, tea or coffee. So there were times where we could travel, right? And we would spend at least one or two times a year with them at their house in Florida, and having, you know, those evenings, enjoying sunsets, enjoying walking the beach, enjoying talking. But mostly for me, you know, listen to wisdom, and of course, very close to their house, the neighbors, Hannah and Don King. Of course, we need to visit them also. But let's move. I'll try now to call Steve. And Zbyszek did already a short introduction of Steve Yeager, and I don't want to add here too much to it. Just very simple. This is the biggest business in this industry worldwide, and we belong to their organization, so we are very privileged to have them as our main mentors, right? And we had already here in Lithuania all of brothers. We had Steve, we had Doyle, we have Jeff speaking here. And one day, they are coming again. So let me try to to call on Steve. Let's see. Hey, Steve. Hello.
Hello.
You hear me? You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hear
me? Let me do a very quick short introduction, and I'll bring you to the screens. So, guys, one more time, we are talking maybe too much. We would like to invite here to our info session today one of the members of the Jaeger family, the biggest business on this planet. Just, you know, we are applauding. And Steve, we would like to welcome you, and we are listening to you. So, Steve, you are online. Hello.
Super. Well, thank you, Giovannis. It is always a pleasure to speak to you and also to hear from Big Rec, who, while he might consider me one of his mentors, you know, he's a mentor to many, and I consider him such a great friend and love to hear from him through the years. You know, what a diverse perspective from somebody that has so much education and intellect to somebody who doesn't maybe have that. And that's what you're going to get a little bit, is to see from one spectrum to the other. I hope I didn't overdress, but I'm up here at the mothership, what sometimes we call it, as the headquarters of the company behind this, that provides this platform for the business, which is the Amway Corporation. If I took you a look out the window there, you may not be able to see it, but we're in the Amway Grand Plaza, the nicest hotel you can find, certainly in this town. You look around the landscape here. If I look around, I see most of the town, the hospitals, the museums, the cancer research centers have been built and funded by the families that are behind this business concept. So they've definitely demonstrated some of the things that Zbig was talking about it's not just about making money, but once you have some money, what kind of person are you, what you're going to do with it, and giving it back. And we believe in the concept of paying it forward. And these founding families, DeVos and Van Andels, are definitely great examples of that. And when Giovannis told me about getting together today, I know I missed the last one, opportunity. So I didn't want to miss this one. So I'm supposed to be on a flight right now heading back home. But I changed the flight around to make this work. So it's good to spend just a few minutes with you and just share my thoughts and perspectives on the business model that you're seeing and being presented right now. And tonight, I'll get a chance to spend some time with one of the DeVosses. And it's kind of what you can say. I always use this example that together, the DeVosses or Van Andels, along with us, are billionaires together. Now, the truth is, separately, we're not billionaires. We've not graduated to that level, but they are billionaires. But you know what? By association, who we're connected to is powerful. And that's what we're talking about here, is who you're connected to. As Bishop gave you the concept behind this, and he's got all the education in the world. I've got a sixth grade education, formal education, a much bigger education because of the system that he described that my father, Dexter, put together for entrepreneurs, that one of the primary purposes for that is teaching you how to think. How to think in many areas, how to think economically, how to think about your future, how to, number one, start out by imagining how do you want to live, you know, versus what you want to do, but how do you want to live? Most people grow up thinking, what do they want to do for a living? But we were brought up as entrepreneurs as, how do you want to live? And then let's find out what kind of business, what kind of work would provide that kind of lifestyle. And going about it that way, then what traditional education tends to focus people in on. And this is a generational business. My parents got their business launched before I was even born, a number of years ago, a number of decades ago. And each decade, this business has gotten bigger and bigger. The overall platform, Amway Corporation, keeps growing, and we keep growing. Now, that's not just automatic. That's intentional. It takes effort, but it's a lot of times like a plane taking off or a rocket ship taking off, that it takes a lot of energy, an intense amount of energy to do that, to get that rocket off the ground for the first thousands of feet, first mile. But then it's going to go thousands and thousands of miles in the future off the momentum that got started for just a short period of time. And we work our business today and still have intentions to grow it, because as Big talked about it, what's exciting is there's no limit. Big's doing much better today than they were 20 years ago. And that's exciting to be at many people at his age are retiring. And he's giving back, continuing to pay it forward, and incentivized to do that. You know, he called it, I used that word, or somebody used that word, or asked what that word meant to me recently, the altruistic. I remember hearing about that, or reading in a book by another very smart person, professor, a few decades ago. And this altruistic concept, which is the idea of how to better yourself, really, with proper business ethics and mindsets and intentions, is to help other people. And I know that's very foreign for many other businesses. We're involved in many other businesses. Some of those have been successful. Some of them haven't been. Some of them have cost a lot of money, but like many traditional businesses, a lot of investment, and a year or two later, it didn't go anywhere and you lost a bunch of money, a lot of risk. What's great about this business is that it's sweat equity that you're investing, your time and energy, but it doesn't require the kind of capital of any kind of business. For a simple, you know, $100, $200, you can get started just as my parents did. And while they built a business that spans the globe, and we came along in the second generation and expanded that to literally go around the globe, this business has taken me to 80 plus countries. And many of those, I've been there with Bishop Reck, that's been there as well, that was expanding their business. And so we've watched it grow. We've got seen it get bigger. But like a lot of companies, they get bigger, but that doesn't mean they get better. In fact, sometimes they make a lot of changes. They bring in consultants to show them how to save money, do things more efficient, let staff go. Well, that's going to be the future. With artificial intelligence, more and more jobs are going to do that. More and more stuff, technology is going to change it and displace so many people in the workplace around the world. And so you got to be in business for yourself. That was my dad's number one rule, to be in business for yourself. And so what kind of business do you want to be in? It's what you got to investigate. And what is their investment? What is the return? And so what Robert Kiyosaki, as Big talked a little bit about him, read his book in the 90s, changed my life, but it was much like my life story, reading those pages of what my dad, my rich dad, taught me. But he was originally not a rich dad. But because he got in the business before I was born, he'd learned how to think differently to get him to a different place, a different level. We got to change our thinking if we want to change our position and placement in life. My dad was a truck driver, a salesman, very humble beginnings. His parents were too. My mother's parents, my mom did data entry, was her job. And they went from that to catapult to be the largest in this industry, because they got excited about no limits. They got excited about some other boss who may not like them, relate to them, and therefore promote them. They didn't have to be limited in any way by somebody else putting a cap on what you can earn or where you can go, that it was based on your efforts, your imagination, and what you could envision doing. In fact, I always remember one of the things when people would ask my dad in the latter years of his life, of all the success that you've had, what would you have done differently? And he would always say, without a doubt, I would have had a bigger dream. I would have had a bigger vision. I would imagine things even better for me, because that's where it all starts, is getting a picture for your life. How do you want to live? Where we started. And then expanding that vision. And then realizing that with a vehicle, no, may not be easy. It may be taking a little bit of time to learn some new things, to change some way we've thought processes we have, learn some skills, how we connect with other people, how we teach this to other people, how we do this business, learn, teach, and do. But it's definitely doable, whether you're a professor like Zvig's mentor, the Kings, or, you know, Sophia in her own right, a scientist at Stanford. I believe I got that right. And so they do things that we can't even pronounce. But it also works for anybody in any walk of life, because this is really a simple business. And it just takes a little bit of effort and some changes in our thinking and our habits. Maybe learn to think a little bit bigger, imagine things a little bit bigger, develop some relationships with other people. And he talked about all the ways that you can earn. It's exciting. Looking back, just was on the website this week, just checking out, you know, some of our business year ends August, and looking, I can run my business from a mobile device in whatever country that I'm in. So you're never locked down to any place. A lot of people now, because of the pandemic, are having to learn that in their job. Maybe some people have lost their job, but if they have their job, they're able, some have, having to work from at home. Well, in our business, because you can do your business from wherever with technology and be able to track your business, even develop and expand your business with Zoom and YouTube, all the different technologies, whatever way, FaceTime, WhatsApp, Telegram, and can expand your business. So there's no limitations. But over the last couple of years, our business has grown. Therefore, our bonuses have grown. And I don't know where you work, if they, every time that they raise their prices, this is what, why Robert Kiyosaki, why my father talked about, you have to be in business. If you want to keep up, just keep up, because in a regular job, what we call in the U.S. a W-2, or somebody that gets, that's a government document when you have a job. If you don't have a job, it's what's called a 1099. I don't know if those relates in the markets that you're all plugging in and listen to, but 1099er means you're an entrepreneur, you know, and you know, we're able to grow our business in this time, not be shut down, be able to work our business from wherever, where we want, and realize that we don't have to manage people, because people are incentivized in this way that Zvig explained to you in the term he used, altruistic concept, simply helping other people help themselves, and to the degree we help them to be successful is the same degree in which we're rewarded. One of the founders of the company called it compassionate capitalism. I believe that. I believe in capitalism, but this is not something like traditional jobs, companies, entrepreneurs, where to get ahead, you've got to push somebody else down. You got to get over them. You got to compete with them. And for you to win, somebody else has to lose. I believe in book concept that I read decades ago by Stephen Covey, in the win-win concept, which I believe describes the foundation of our business. I can only win when I help other people win first. The degree in which they're successful is indirectly proportional to the degree I'm successful. So I'm very motivated to help people. And so to have that, you know, you got a couple of different choices when you're looking to get ahead. Think differently, be an entrepreneur, and then look for a platform that will allow you to do that, so you don't have to do all that and figure it all out yourself. What product you're going to carry, build a website, get a finance department, an HR department, manufacturing, all of those stuff. I'm not really interested in that. And that's a lot of work and a lot of risk in doing that. But you can tap into all of that back-end systems and take advantage of that in a very simple concept of, you know, just recommending the products that you like and sharing them with other people. And that's as simple as it is. I know our time's running short. I'll turn it back over to Jovanis, but I just want to say, I don't know if you got had any questions or time's up, but the guys just realize that there's no limit into what you can do or how build, big of a business that you can build, and to let you know that you can do it and that finally it's definitely worth it.
Steve, you know, I'm full in emotions. I'm short of my words. And I mean, huge thanks, you know, to join to our meeting from, I didn't know that you in Grand Rapids, from the heart of our business. And just, you know, it's, so what your family has done and still doing, again, you know, we need to, books are written and books, I think, will be written about it in the future. But just very short, we will have one very important upcoming event, which is worldwide. Just a little bit about this upcoming event.
Wow, this is exciting. We're kind of knee-deep in the planning. When I get back to where I'm from, Charlotte, we'll be meeting with leadership and staff and organizing the largest event of the year. And for most of you plugging in from around Europe, that's going to be on the first weekend of November. You know, I could go through all of the guest speakers that are going to be there, the diamonds, a part of our business that are speaking, but some of the people that we bring in from the outside, John Maxwell, most anybody in any role of leadership or aspiring to get into leadership knows who John Maxwell is. He's considered the expert in the world, nobody more than him probably, on the topic of leadership. And he's going to be talking about a topic that transformed me. I grew up in a very success-oriented family, but those are principles you have to decide to grab a hold of for yourself. Not everybody, not all siblings, not all, my whole family followed the same direction. We all had the same information, the same opportunity, just as in everybody. The question is, then it comes down to our decision, what are we going to pursue? Do we have a desire for something more? And willing to then develop into who we need to be, change the things to get to where we need to go. And that's what John Maxwell talks about, and he wrote a book called Developing the Leader Within You. That's probably his first book 25 years ago and was life-changing for me when I read it. And those principles are the same today, and that's what he's going to be talking about, along with a lot of other speakers. But that's just one. But that one alone is more than worth the price of the ticket to attend this virtual event on the first Saturday of November. And there's some other leadership qualified type of meetings or what around that as well. For those that earn that qualification can get some more information.
Okay, Steve. So one more time, say hello to Cecil back home. Say hello to your mom, Birdie, from all us here on the YouTube, from everyone here. You know, everyone, I think, would like to say in person thanks and say hello to your loved ones and to all your brothers, Doyle and Jeff. And, you know, we're missing you guys so much. We miss those live meetings. I see
we're
that.
I think we'll see you in Dubai, won't we?
We skip Dubai.
We'll be seeing a lot of people in Dubai. That's one of the trips. It's an all-paid expense trip that's available.
Yeah.
That many qualify, whether you can take them or not take them. But mm-hmm. That's an interesting treat.
Yeah. But anyways, we have already tickets for a Go Diamond weekend next year. So we're going to see you in the spring live. So anyways, thank you a lot. And thanks a lot, Steve.
Good seeing you guys.
Yeah, and have a safe trip back home. Thanks.
We can see you in person, we'll see you virtually.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. So, okay. As you can see, I need to think. Was I sleeping here? Or we had really those two awesome, amazable people here on our business meeting. And this is what system is about. System that Zbigniew was mentioning on cash flow quadrant and system here, the Jaeger family, they have created that system. And the system is where we are self develop. We develop ourselves we're growing and we are supported. This is very important, the part of the system. Because, you know, majority of people coming to business like this, they have no background, they have no knowledge, they have no skills, they have nothing. They have just only one desire, a motivation. But, you know, it's not, sometimes we can say it's not easy, right? It's not easy to move in this world through that, you know, jungle of all situations. And people quit, not only on this business, but people quit on something they were starting or they have been, you know, pursuing. They quit because of the environment kills them. Environment is killing people. And the biggest part of the system, again, is the support. And that's why, you know, I say that we need to use system. System is going to help us to go through those tough times and to grow, to self-develop ourselves. The system. And people like Zbigniew Rek, Steve Jaeger today, you know, I think they have encouraged few people watching them right now. They have, you know, they gave, you know, belief for a lot of here people watching. So, and this is where it comes, the system, the value of the system. The support is most important. So, guys, I'm encouraging you, connect to the system. Stay on the system. Never quit the system. And use it. Because it's, you know, it's, you lose your time, your talent, your life, if you have just knowledge, but you don't use it, right? You don't use it for your own whatever, you know, reasons you want to build this business. So use it. Don't be just listeners or readers of the books and, you know, watch info session, attending seminars, and that's it. You know, students, they are not doing well in their lives, right? We need to use everything we get here. So, one more time, I want to say very big, huge thank to our triple diamond, Zbigniew Rek, and to our 65 FAA, Steve Jaeger, for being here today with us. And okay, and I want to close that meeting. I want to close it. And guys, just stay healthy and don't let anybody steal your dreams, okay? So see you in 3 weeks in English. And then the next week we have, I think, Lithuanian language here. So stay healthy, don't let anybody steal your dreams, and bye-bye.